USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Idalia has rapidly gained hurricane strength as it takes aim at Florida. The National Weather Service expects Idalia to make landfall Wednesday morning in the Gulf Coast of Florida north of Tampa as a Category 3 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place ahead of Hurricane Idalia.
It's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
He said officials are also prepping for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. He added he's mobilized urban search and rescue teams, but hopes they will not be needed. A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia. The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. Roughly 5,400 emails by then-VP Joe Biden were discovered in the National Archives under various pseudonyms.
Because of the discovery, the Southeastern Legal Foundation on Monday filed suit against the National Archives for the release of the records, which the group claims may show that Biden forwarded government information and discussed government business with his son Hunter Biden and others. The National Archives are being accused of slow-walking the information since the June of 2022 request. In a statement, Kimberly Herman, SLF General Counsel, said, quote, "All too often, public officials abuse their power by using it for their own personal or political benefit. When they do, many seek to hide it. The only way to preserve government integrity is for the National Archives to release Biden's nearly 5,400 emails to SLF and thus the public. The American public deserves to know what's in them." End quote. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is undergoing treatment for multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. The Republican, in a social media post, said he was recently diagnosed after a few days of not feeling like himself. He called it a very treatable blood cancer and will continue treatment for the next several months. Deaths of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are increasing.
The Mexican National Institute of Migration is reporting that the number of deaths this year so far is just one shy of the entire year of 2022. Pedro Rios, director of the American Friends Service Committee, tells the Border Report the official number is underreporting the reality.
I know that many people who cross aren't found when they die.
He adds that current anti-asylum measures force families to attempt more dangerous routes through ocean, deserts, and mountains. He hopes that the U.S. and Mexican government immigration policies refocus on human rights in order to reduce the people dying in their attempts at a better life. I'm John Fink.
A new Wallet Hub study says New York and New Jersey are among the top states to live. It compared all 50 states based on 51 livability categories. Massachusetts was number one, followed by New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York, and Wyoming. Massachusetts took the top spots for education and health, New Jersey for safety, and New York for quality of life. But they all ranked low for affordability. Connecticut was in the middle at 26. At the bottom of the list, Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and New Mexico in 50th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.